being guided.
We have to discuss an important topic today. You may recall we began the very first shiur with a Mishnah, the opening shiur. It says, "Kol shabo b'cham in the air of Shabbos, turn also b'cham in the Shabbos." So, this Mishnah is discussed an important topic today.
You may recall we began the very first shiur with a Mishnah, the opening shiur.
It says, "Kol shabo b'cham in the air of Shabbos, turn also b'cham in the Shabbos." So, this Mishnah is quoted back on the Lama Testament out from the Gemara. And that's Lama Tev. This Mishnah is quoted. Tells this on the Lama Tev from Manalos, quotes another Mishnah. Mem Beis Amid Beis. It says, "I will know from the Soch HaKa'ara." It means that HaKa'ara, what does HaKa'ara mean? HaKa'ara means a bowl. A bowl means a utensil that's never on the fire itself. We call that a kli shame. Who shame? Tulsa is discussing an issue which we'll get to mention a little bit later. As far as Iyui is concerned, by pouring something on, what that means. But in any event, we'll get to the Iyui a little bit later. So, I'll talk about Adichon also be Klisheni Kama. The Mishnah says, Kol Shabbos, the Chaman of Nehah Shabbos, Shorin also the Chaman of the Shabbos. The Kol Shabbos, the Chaman of Nehah Shabbos, it's not, you can't be sure, you can be Medea. Or in the Tom Asis Iyui, means you cannot pour from the Klisheni onto anything. We must be discussing what? A klisheni. You can be madia from a klisheni, implying you can have place into a klisheni. Fresh toast of the Kantan on the Testament Aleph begins the Mishnah, which tells us that you can be even sure of a klisheni. That's the problem. We know that sure of a klisheni is what this is the Mishnah, and not Mendez and Mendez. I'll repeat the problem one more time. The Torah is left. If you want to look it up, Lama Testament Aleph, the Ramasal culture of the Kantan. Seems to be a contradiction as far as the status of putting the food and uncooked food into a container. The Mishnah and Bay seems to say that it's mutter, and the Mishnah Kufman and Hale, if you have any time, seems to follow that it does. That's the kash. The Tulsus gives two terutus. The first terut. And what? I feel the klisheni ain't shorin. All the amayim chamin milzi kimavash. It's not really mavash. And we know that a cloud, the boss of the parish of cloud, and the more that men, klisheni ainam avashal. Everyone knows that cloud. Klisheni shmamino, a klisheni ainam avashal. Only klirishin, which is on the, is or was on the fire, a pialach is mavashal. As opposed to a klisheni, which is not mavashal at all. Shmamino, klisheni ainam avashal. The small little above is, I'm on the day. But it's merzik in mavashal. It looks like Mavashim, and as such, it's prohibitive. Ah, you learn my base and my base that it's mutter? That's different. That's only tavlin, say masuyon the matik as hakdeiro, lo merzik in Mavashim. Merzik in Mavashim is you put a chicken into the pot, it looks like it's being cooked. You throw a little spice, it doesn't look like you're cooking the spice. Maybe you are, if you wish you really would be cooking the spice. It doesn't give an appearance of cooking the spice, you cook the chicken. And the fact that you're doing some pepper, doesn't, you're not cooking pepper. It's not melzik in levash. That's the first teret itself. Inami is second teret. Who adin, shorin also. But it says in the Mishnah of Adichim, it's shorin also. Came in the higher bit cliche. For the not of Adichim, Ashminon. Dan filu adoko habik ma'am alocho b'menia for the liach hayosh and kulius ispinin. That's a unique and special situation. that is going to be prohibited. Kitzur, there are two tables to mitzvot. According to the first Torah, it's klisheni, it's mezuzah and rasha. You may not put food into a klisheni. According to the second Torah, you may put food into a klisheni. You don't have the diuk, it's an incorrect diuk. How do we pass an halacha l'maaseh? So, usually we follow the Magen Avraham when it comes to these matters. The Magen Avraham is back. The Magen Avraham is simply shin yud tes, and sif katan tes vav is machmir, as the first Torah, the Tosfos of the Shani is melting of the Vash. Now, that's the Magen Avraham. What about the Shulchan Aruch and stuff? Hard to say. The simply shin yud tes in sif hay, the Machaber has a famous controversy concerning Bishul Achar Afiyah. So I will not have a chance to go into the other famous question of if you put your challah into a pot of soup. Right? Some say yes, then Bishul Achar Bishul. Others say no, because it's Yesh Bishul Achar Afiyah. So when the Machaber quotes that halacha, it's Yesh Omer, who asks the Bishul Achar Afiyah, Yesh Bishul Omer, the Domesh and Nefa, or Nitzla, in Bishul Achar Kach, the Mashka, Yesh Omer Shem Bishul. And therefore you cannot pass even into a cliche. See how to let us go. Wow. Even into a cliche. This is the first time that Machaber mentioned that cliche is a problem. Well, it's only here. So the Magen Avraham and Sukkot you test in the Daik from the Machaber that only by Dover HaNefer, which is rock, challah, which is very soft, which is baked good, supposed to cook good, then and only then is the Machaber Machmir by a klisheni. But to take a raw potato and to put it into the klisheni would not be a problem. So if that's the case, the Machaber possibly, which day in Tosfos like the second day in Tosfos. A klisheni is not mevashel, as the Gemara tells us, not men, and it's not delicate mevashel. Klisheni is in effect hetzagomer, unless there's another issue. Some foods, maybe klisheni is mevashel mamish. We'll use an expression, Kale HaBishul, expression supposed to use. And the Dover Rock, which is soft, which is as Kale, if you've already said that Yesh Bishul Achar Afiyah, you have to worry about not only the Klirishim, but even the Klishenim. If it's a Dover Rock, it's called Kale HaBishul. But if it's a Talish, it's a Dover Kosher, it's not necessarily, you have to assume it's Kale HaBishul, so it would be permissible. That's what it says. So the Magen Avraham is but Yesh LaHachmir. But the Machaber is master of the Shmutter, he says, yes, talk about the first there at the Tosh. And he said, what's the Sukkot earlier in Sukkot as well? Now, there's another Magen Avraham, the Sukkot Yudkes. There he says, I feel of the Pesheni, the Yesh Dvarim Shem is Bashmando, the Vain of the Kiyin, who came to Shar Dvarim Nami Yesh Bahakmi, I am Sif Kes. What's the Magen Avraham? So it means again, the same idea. Not that it's a Gemma Bash. Oh, no. Give you a different reason. There are two reasons to ask to be machmir and a cliche. One is because it's melazik of a machmir, it's supposed to be mechlam the test. But the Magen Avraham is the second reason. The second reason is, since by Kali Abishal everyone agrees that it's usher, even the Machaber said it's usher when it comes to pas, and we're not experts in what's called Kali Abishal, so therefore we have to go l'chumra. What's the Sif test? Sif test is about melach. You saw this week in the Sefer Shabbos is a controversy in Akotzel as far as Melach is concerned. Is Melach more kal or is Melach more chomer? Do we say that Melach is a membez and a beis? That Melach is even a tradition, cannot cook, it's not on the fire? Or Melach is more chomer, then it's cooked even in a cliche. It's 2 days in the Gemara membez and a beis, it's 2 days in the Sif Tes. So the Chavis says, Melach mutal itzim v'socho even into a klirishim, off the fire, because it needs a lot of cooking. V'yesh misha osa l'seif v'soch klizeh. No, excuse me. The Ramah says, V'yesh osa mach l'seif melach afilim v'klisheni, v'amach v'tovo lo broch. So min akotcha l'akotcha. What's the Ramah based on? Kali HaVishim. So the Ramah cites Sif Tes as a proof to his position that there are certain things that we're not sure whether the Kali HaVishla, take Melach for example. Some say it's more Kal than anything else, some say it's more Kal than anything else. So same as for potatoes. We're not sure whether potatoes is more Kal, more Kal, we don't know. If we don't know, we should not place it into a klisheni either. Okay, either. But the Mechaber was only Machmir by Pat. But the Malan Avraham extended the Chumrah to everything else as well. We're not Pekim. Is there anything in the world that's currently Muslim free trade? Is there anything? No, I've also said. Is there anything in the world you can say for a fact, I know that this is Muslim free trade? Potato? No. Potato, the bucket of rubs is not so much potato. You have to smell the show me a Gemara. The Gemara's master is the Gemara's master. Ask me. Okay. Something much more prosaic, much more common. Huh? Water. That's a Gemara that's been bathing in the house. Water. You may have seen the studio discussion about Ambati and a Seifel back and forth. One thing is equal to the sugya and then based on Manala, it's mutter to put water into a clean shape. Clear. According to Shulchan Aruch, if you don't see Gemara, just look at the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, make him shepina mimenu mayim chamin mutter litim b'sofo. Mayim son, okay. It's not so clear for me. You can see it, and you deal much more clearly. You take water and put it, you can put a bottle of water into a klisheni. Your baby needs a bottle of water. They want lukewarm water. Stomach problems, they give them lukewarm water. Right. If you want to make it hot, mix it, whatever, you want to make it hot water, you can take a cold water from the tap, put it in a baby bottle, and then take, let's say you have an urn, or you have a kettle, you pour from the kettle into an empty cup, fill up with this much of hot water, boiling hot water, you put the baby bottle in that cup, and after 10 minutes, you don't watch out, it'll be boiling, you can burn the baby, crazy as a business bowl. That's how fast it goes, and I'll tell you from experience. But a din is mafurish. It's mafurish in the Gemara. It's mafurish in the Shulchan Aruch. When it comes to water, there's no issur of cliche. What about orange juice? Yeah. In the Gemara, yeah. But the bottom line is it's mutter. No matter how hot it gets, no reservation. No, if you look at the Gemara, you'll see it that way. Yes. No. There's two things. A, it's Mezik and Mirasha, which applies across the board. And B, it's a Chashash Bishop. Mezik and Mirasha is a Vare de Rabbana. Chashash Bishop is a Tavik Daraisa. So there are two ideas among the Rav advances in Simon Shinyu's Chesed. So this din in Shulchan Aruch is an interesting din because you see the machloikis, the exception of orange juice or milk, whatever it may be, is that included in the category of water, which is most of the Kushani, or not? So the Shmiri Shabbos Kilchosa, in Perik Aleph, the Aura Kufnun Al, on page 157, I think I'm not so hard about it, whatever it is, maybe that's what it is, 157. Says as follows, Linyan Shamashkin, the Shulchan Aruch Harav is Megil, and the Kalkelas HaShabbos is Machmir, and the Mishnah Brura is a Pshara. A Pshara? If it's a case of Bishalach or Bishal Balach, which we discussed last week is only a Chumrah, then it's Megil the Pishen. If it's a liquid which is never cooked, then it's also the food chain. For the Mishnah Brura, it's come out an interesting thing. Milk, which is pasteurized, assuming it gets very hot, it's bishul after bishul, it's mutter b'klishen. But let's say freshly squeezed orange juice, which you know was never cooked, would be also the food chain. That's the pshat of Mishnah Brura, and that's how far we follow Allah for the mice. Fine. Chacham Echad Haley, so David writes, someone asked me a kasha. You are the Simon Shin Yud Chesed Yud Gimel. the Muchach Sham, Kidat Shulchan Aruch Harav. But often it's in the Mechaber, you can put Sham Ashkin into what? Into the Klisheni. The Ein Lechalek Ben Hechid Shinun Tzom HaMashkin Besof Kli. The Ben Mashkin Shem Aruch on the Klisheni Lechomer Tvei. Oh, you'll say, in the case of the Mechaber, was the Kiton Shomai, was in a baby bottle. But before the Sham Ashkin, the same juice into the bottle itself, into the water itself, it'll become diluted juice. Maybe that's more mask. That's more chomer. Can't be. The Dana. So we call it in Shalashar Tzid, the Shaman Lom is Basel, the cliche, and the Lom is Shabbat, and the base. The Shama Shaman Nims to the Tofa Kli. Umaifo Araya Shuhu Mevi. It's the Klar. He says that there's no distinction. And therefore he's a Raya, the Ruhr, the Hakel, when it comes to Shar Mashkin, that it's Mutsu the cliche. The Perish of Mechav. What is Is it a good raya or halacha, or is it not a good raya? Huh? Shin yud ches shif yud gimel. Is it a good raya or not a good raya? In my opinion, it's not a good raya at all. Tell you what? It's a good raya that the mechaber is making. Masu. We already said earlier today, the mechaber is making raya. The mechaber is making on solid in the cliche. At the moment, I wrote myself the dude for the fact that he only was not when it came to pot. Our whole discussion now is within the sheet of the moment I'm wrong. At the moment I'm wrong, it's not going to be cliching. But if water is an exception, we want to the female when I'm wrong. Is only water an exception? Or is even juice an exception? It's a machloikas, the Kalkelas HaShabbos, and the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. How can you bring a rise to that issue from the Mechaber? The Mechaber's Mekel, and even on Stalin's in the cliche. It's a riot that the Mechaber was Mekel. Does it help us? Which one was, if we want to pass up the moment I'm wrong, with the Mishnah Brewer's Pshar, or Mishnah HaBish. Yes? Well, you can say follow. Shevin is an exception, but orange is not. Mayim and Shemen, I think one more to go ahead. Mayim, there's four mushrooms. What's it over here? Mayim, Shemen, is it Yayin also? I don't remember anymore. For example, the Shemir Shabbat says, Yotzim and Aklal Azeh, Mayim and Shemen. I agree. Can't argue with the Gemara. But orange is not like Shemen. I'm not an expert enough in Shemen or in orange juice to be able to answer that question. One could argue that Shemen doesn't matter that much if it's I don't know. I'm not sure exactly sure how Sharoth will be sure. That's how we'll figure it out. Could be union. Could be given an argument. Anyway, I thought the riot was not a good riot. Now, Salah Alamaita, coffee, tea, all these things. As far as Klisheni is concerned. So the Rabbi Eider has over here in the Hilchos Shabbos, page 85 in your pack. He has over here, a Klisheni usually is not capable of cooking. There's some seasoning, tavlin, cinnamon, ginger, is okay. Placing other uncooked foods into a Klisheni should be permissible. However, certain foods and seasonings are easily cooked, kalei avishal, and can become cooked in a Klisheni and even as a result of hot water being poured from the cliché, even the cliché. And therefore have to be marked. That's what he says over here in the Mr. Shah. Yes. How long was based on the people? That may find of the first year we gave. Right? But that's the question. But as we first got last year, That may only be because we had a chatzi rishon, not because it didn't need that much of a rishon. I want to go a little piece. That's an old question. Yes. That's what I'm asking. All we worry, here's the shayla. You, the average Jew, are you mechuyav to whether your potatoes kali or bris? So Rabbi Yosef Karo said no. The only case he found we had to worry about kali was bread. Only case he did. Logan Abraham says no. You have to worry about everything being kali or bris. Aside from the metaphysical of Malas, he has both, I suppose, at both points, he's supposed to ask the cliche. Rabbi Osai, coffee and tea. So, Rabbi Ayat over here, now Oren Nunhei is following. He says, Klisheni Mutlas is Tavlis. We know it's the Pharisee Mishnah Ben Beis. What's the reason? Atav the Eidol Mishnah Ben Beis Kibishul. As I explained to you, I tried to explain to you before. It was the Mishnah Brul Amadalas. The Tavlin Asuyin Lematik Akbera, Velo Melzikim Mavash. Cooking up pepper, cooking up meat. Something happens to be there. Aye, but he doesn't like it too much. He's a Moshe, because the Mishnah Brewer is not. For a Moshe, he doesn't say the Mishnah Brewer, and the Mishnah Yorah Hashofa. So not Miriam, but Kate, the Father of the Fishay. So I hate the Cloud Tablet. He doesn't understand. But Moshe can't understand why the Kedoli Apostle, the Mishnah Brewer, the Hashofa, asked it for me. Doesn't understand. But the answer would be, he said two things. Two things. The first thing he says is that our coffee is different than theirs. If you look at the Shmir Shabbat, he explains it even better. He says that in the olden days, a spice is a big piece, a chunk. You put a chunk of cinnamon root or ginger or whatever it is, threw it in. So we're certainly not going to be kali or mishnah. Today, our spices are powdered. They are what he calls, Shmir Shabbos calls dak, and what he calls rach. They're very thin and they're very soft. They can be cooked very easily. So therefore, that would be a serious problem of bishul mamish under the raisa level. That's number one, where our spices are different than theirs. Number two, as far as coffee is concerned, Rabbi Eider has a very good svara. When you cook meat and you put some pepper in, what are you cooking? Meat, not pepper. When you put some coffee into boiling water, what are you cooking? Coffee! There's no meat there. The only thing you're cooking is coffee. So it's Melzik and Melasha. So both reasons, the shouldn't apply to Tavis, the Nei Chazal, do apply to our Tavis. One with its soft and small, right? And number two, because again, that would apply even to pepper nowadays, put it in the chicken. But number two, would apply to coffee exclusively, or coffee and tea, where that's the only product in the world. You can't be cooking something else. There's nothing else there besides the coffee or the tea, yes. True, but we don't necessarily have a proof that the tablets they put into the into the pot to cook well that way. Even today you may see some women when they want to put spice and they'll put a whole piece of what? What do they? Well, I mean that one is called big thing where they put it in the spice for the chicken soup. And they put it in whatever it is. Big white thing. So I know in my kitchen. But I just see after I see this big white thing, which nobody eats, and it was cooked with the soup together. So I assume that it's done in my kitchen now. That's because I was doing. I had ground the powder, and that was the different else to put on your on the food directly. I guess ground up salt. That's what I think. I can't demonstrate for sure. I can't. Okay, certainly possible. Well, that's in the Shmir Shabbat has that somewhere. I don't remember right now. Somewhere. You look it up, it's pretty silly. Anyway, so the mice, Where is this Mishnah? I'll put it back. Kufnun Bay, that's where it is. Kufnun Bay. You see, it's in the same page as before. Dead. Kufnun Bay. Lamistavashem Tavlinim are regilim beinenu, same bar lahatim atashu. The Kavan shem zakim ma'ol, false can shem it basu gamakli shem. That's what Islam is on, which is apparently true. That even if they could cut him up with those, they didn't make him as thin as they did now. You do a dakim ma'ol. The word ma'ol is to you. Not dakim, they had to grind as they do, but not like we have. Take a hot spice or a gray drop. They come in some tiny little things, they're so small each piece. That's college, more college than even if they would go on to that military. I think it was all that thing. All right. Right. The both reasons apply. The both reasons apply. Yes, sir. Yes, it was. I'm not an expert in coffee or tea, but it seems to me that a puzzle. You can put coffee, you put your tea bag in cold water, without an X flavor of tea. Put your tea bag in hot water, it allows more than X. I don't want to comment on that, but I think it certainly would have more flavor if it would be hot. Anyway, cooked anyway, it wouldn't. That? Anyway, back. We have a major problem. Major problem. This is a serious problem. I think Rabbi Ayada brings it up here too. Prop Nun Test. I think the next page 104 in your pack. Yes. So far, there's no difference. What's the difference? There's no difference. It's all the same. Rabbi always said there's no difference. The difference. The reason is everything else. 2 to 100. I don't know about that letter, but I guess in 105, maybe it'll be cold enough. Well, the one thing we said before, it's mutter the cliche, which is my five tablets. Water. How do you explain that? The clear atuma, the rajah, the kasha. And he quotes the rajah right over here. He quotes the Shabbat, quotes the rajah. He doesn't understand. How can it be? Came and I got the letters of Achashim and Tarvu, and I saw the tone of them Chamin, she has the letters of how they can be Vasha Batol of Zuhur. This is one of the speech from the Shvisa the Shabbat, one of the Bila the Dovid. The Heir Hashem is Einai Matosi L'Raj Bozal, the Kosa, just it is. Vafilu Ayu Mayim has the letters of Achashim and Tarvu, tone of the Tofa, Eino Mach, which is amazing, it really taxes your believe, your faith. Ain't no machmas hatzonin sheshovel li otiat the letters bo. Ela machmas harishonin shalom etzanavim. You hear what he just said? If you have cold water put into hot water, you had a cup of tea full to the top, almost to the top, 200 degree water. Now you take 3 drops or a teaspoon full of cold water and you put it into that boiling hot water. Put your finger, yeah, pull it out. You know why it's the radical? Not because the cold water got hot, but because the hot water stayed hot. I ask you a question. What happened to the cold water? Stayed cold. So you'll say, yes. I'm going to put a slave that the cold water stayed cold. Prove me wrong. Prove me wrong. So he says, how can we change the difference? It's an impossibility. Somewhere it says, I don't know which problem here, prove the wrong thing the following case. I'll have the water in the bottle. The bottle. I'm telling you, from my experience, I put water or whatever liquid in a bottle. Wanted to get the chill out of it. To get so baby didn't have a comfortable bottle. I got stuck in a snare type. Until I came out. It was 10-15 minutes later. It was sleep chaining. And by the time I took the water out, I think it's supposed to put it on your ears to see if it's too hot, if it's too cold. It was boiling. It was the Atalanta's book. It was shot. Now, once that water, that milk was devastating. It was sealed by the impenetrable glass. The milk wasn't even water. So the father pushed back in. You see things get hot even in Clichane. The plier. They're on their eye to get the don't tear. The don't tear. It's like this. Gewaldige Terror. He says, what's the difference between Cleavish and Cleavish? The Torah is really a Sakash. This is the Allah from Moshe Nisina. The Torah is a Sakash over here. Men of the day. Shmami not Cleavish and Mavasho. Tema! Maish not Cleavish and Cleavish. If it's Yatsa, let it go. Let Cleavish also be awesome. Now Yatsa, let it go. Cleavish will be Mutter. This is a very famous Terror. יש לא מלא בין שצריבישן מתוך שאומר על האור דוף נוסף חמד ומאג זה קומות במרובה ולכך נוסף נוסף לא שיר שקולת מאשי עשה לדת בו עושה אבל פלישני אף על גב די עשה לדת בו מותר שאין דוף נוסף חמד בהול לכו מסקר Very interesting. This could be the Meister, by the way. The microwave. The whole discussion in the poster. If it's fire, and the fire gets the metal pot and heats it up independently, one thing. In the microwave, from what I understand, and I mean, from science experience, the heat which you may sometimes feel on the pot, as I understand, is coming exclusively to the food. You leave it empty, you run it on empty, the won't be hot at all. So the passion does not have the bottom, which are intrinsically, independently, problem. Lead to a radical conclusion. And we should keep this up in here wherever you are. But we look at Rodea, keep it somewhere under your sleeve when you have to settle and you know what happened. I have this pot and it's draped in the microwave. I'm not getting any psychological right now, but just keep it in mind. Could be something in the situation. Okay, so, no matter how hot it is. We'll see, it may not matter, we'll see soon, but it may not be a cleavage. Hold on. This is a Tulsa test. Good, very nice test. Send up my eye over here. Page 104, for those who want to look inside. Towards the bottom. Fourth post. A pitot. The clear reason came as a dope notes of common, most of calm, only a magda calm of mamaruba, the tichok royal of asho, the dereth, bishul, the kach. That's of an either condition. Because the walls are intrinsically, independently hot, that's the normal way to cook things. Mashek and Klisheni. Kevin Shaholikum is Kara. Ain Derek Lavashabo. Rock Lavashabo. You don't ordinarily use it to cook. You use it only to keep things warm. Or make things warm. Cook me. Bom, rock and tell it. That's Michel. Shaderek Lavashabo. Some gambe Klisheni. Half Shaholikum is Kara. What's he say? Not there. In other words, the Rajan shot is very severe to see. It's the streets that are shot at the West of Kashmir. It's also in your past. Someone's caught in Sadi Allah. He proved this proves it from the case of the bottle of water of milk. He is a very interesting territory either. I think it's the only territory. I don't know of any other territory. What I'm telling you now is, from Sears, the water can reach 150 degrees. It's going to be boiling hot. Look him anyway. Why? It's not called Derek Bishop Bakar. So the after all is true. If you want to heat something up, you wouldn't put it into a Klisheni. You put it on the fire. Or at least on a vessel which is once on the fire. Why did I do it differently on Shabbat? Because of the halacha. Why did I put the milk into a Klisheni? Because on Shabbat I can't put it on a fire. Because the normal way to heat something up is to put it into a cleavishin. So cliche is ain dark bishop of God. Ah, you'll ask me, we have a cloud bottle that did. That ain of Tiberah Hamalocha is what? Potter Avalad. Awesome, Mr. Rabbon. I think that's a cloud, which has really, in effect, no exception. I'm always thinking about that, but not for this time. Not the previous one. I'm going to accept the. Thank you. that's the basis. There's something there about this food. It's the local there, Malacha, is going to be potter on Malacha every time. From independent local consideration. So here too it should be up. You're right. It should be up. It should be up. The Chazal were uniformly lenient. Because in most situations, cliche is on the Vashal anyway. The Chazal felt that, hey, the two things. Most situations, cliche is on the Vashal with the seer. Number two, even if it is Mavashal, the Messiah is a Shaloka, Derech, Bissel. They said we're going to be making across the board. Because although we usually offer Shaloka, Derech, HaMalacha on a level of the Rabbanon, here there's an effect of Lok, Shlub, Lekula. In most cases, we know Bissel even in the Messiah. So although you can construct the case where there is Bissel in the Messiah, I'll tell you, Chazal and Mekel anyway. That's what I understand, Rabbi. I didn't quite say that. I'm adding it to what I think is a very beautiful interpretation of the Yom Kippur, a warm endorsement, no pun intended. And it's the only way I to get out of this problem of Mayim Chalim. I don't see another way out. I'm just adding my Nakuda to why they're up to Rabbanan. I'm adding that they made a low blue Nakuda. So now I wanted to say as follows. If that's the case, I understand the Machaber better too. We said before, the Machlok with the Machaber, the Mogen Avraham, we have to be closest for a potato than to be Kali Abishal in the cliche. The Mogad Avraham says yes, and the Mechaber says no. Why is the Mechaber so confident that every Jew is going to be able to know what Kali Abishal, what's not Kali Abishal, and it'll give you the liberty to decide on your own, a potato, a tomato, I don't know what kind of apple, or what? How do you? You're such a gourmet cook, you know what's Kali Abishal, what's not. How can he take a chance on a lesson? I mean, he said they're right over here. The Mogen Avraham is right. The answer to the Tanya side is as follows. The Mechaber is not worried. The stakes aren't so high. Because even if a person will put a potato into a cup of boiling water, and it'll turn out, lo and behold, the potato will become cooked. Let's say it happens. There's no answer to the right anyway. Why not? Because it's a low Yidderech. That's what I understand. You'll ask me if that's the case. Why the Mechaber ask the bread? The Mechaber ask the Bishal Acharfiyah, even Klusheni. I'll give you the following answer. When it comes to bread, one can argue that it is Kedavah. Usually bread isn't cooked at all. Most bread is just baked, never cooked. You decide you want to cook bread? Well, think about it for a minute. For those people who've seen cooking bread or baked goods, where do they cook it? Most people that I've seen is they dunk their donuts in, supposed to dunk the donuts. They dunk it into the coffee, or they'll dunk the challah into the soup. I've seen more of that than I've seen challah or cake put into a klirishin. Who puts challah into a klirishin on the fire? We get a mush. So the country, one might argue that it is the Derech Makkah. That it is. That's what I thought. The Mela, that being the case, it seems to me, we have to be machmir when it comes to tea. Because tea, in my opinion, all the coolers don't apply. None of the coolers apply. Nothing. Tea number one, as we said before, Melodic and Ravash is the only thing in the cup. And number two, it seems to me, is that the worry about Kali Abishal. Even the Mechaber might ask it. Why? Because the normal way to make tea, there are a number of normal ways, but certainly a normal way to make tea is to take hot water from a kettle, put it into a teacup, and put the cup with the tea bag in later. That's not what you can do on Shabbos for some of them. That's what Goyim do. All the time. Some will put the tea bag in first, but it's not abnormal to put a tea bag in after the water's been there. So there could be visual in the tea, there could be Gedarah Bishlo, there could be really an issue of the right. And then the tea seems that it's Kali Abishal. Much more common than other potatoes, even if it could be Kali Abishal. It's not Gedarah that way. This being the case, I'm sorry. Oh, who are there right now? Please, please. What's the law? But the Mishnah Brewer is more mega by Chris Lisa than by Chris Shane. For example, the Mishnah Brewer is Machmer, like the Machaber, like the Ramon or Machaber. Sipay. I think it's Ramon. Who says what? Who says which? Sipay. Pass. Oh, yeah, the Machaber, he said, also leaves Pass, I feel the Chris Shane. And on that point, the Mishnah Brura says, if it's a Kli Shlishi, it's Mutter. Why? Since Yesh Kli Shalach Arafi is a Tavah Machloik, Yesh Kli Shlishi is more Kali Kli Shani, for his grounds to be made. Now, he's not even made by a ladle, which gets a ladle, probably next week, what's the status of a ladle? What's the ladle is the question, what's the status of that? Seems to me, though, that you said earlier that cliche and cliche are identical. That's what the Rav said. In Loveless, he's 100% right. In Loveless, it's clearition and it's two through a million. In Loveless, it's a lot of cliche. She would react toward it. She went, oh, cliche, a lot of cliche. He said, well, show me in Shas, cliche. Show me in Rambam, cliche. You can't show it. It was this. Once it's Cheney, etc. But the Rebbe is 100% right as far as that's concerned. You can't argue with that. The truth is that the Chazon is the same thing, it's similar to the base of Kodnir Tech. It's all the same. It's the only anxiety, it's the Chalak, and there's value to get. In Mitzvah, it's the same. But you could argue in some cases that maybe it's considered their official Mitzvah Cheney. But maybe it's not that official but Kli. Were that to be the case, we could draw distinctions between Shani and Shani despite the fact that the Messiah is identical. But I hasten to add that in my opinion, he is us in Kli, even according to this. Why? Because it's a very normal way for people to have a big pot on the fire. But you all earn. You don't want to be in the urn in. You can't be in the urn. Plugged in. So what I would, what we do is, now you see this here, they go into the kitchen and they take the cups and they fill them up in there. So if you want to be fancy, you have your silver tea set. What you have to do is you take the urn and empty it into the silver pitcher, then come and start pouring, to the water and put the tea bag in. It's also a normal way of doing it. Very normal. Go to these weddings, they're coming around, they come around with water. They don't come with tea now, it's fancy. At the fancy wedding, they'll come around with some hot water and they'll give you a tea bag. Right? I missed or not? You been to weddings recently? Not true. Am I right? I think so. They come with fancy silver things and then they give back the tea. That's a cliche. It's not abnormal, these things. I mean, they can't be old. 50 million Americans can't be crazy. Even if they are crazy, but it becomes normal to be crazy and it's already there for sure. Take a fourth, please, to reveal. Okay. Maybe not enough. So, all depends getting out of the category of what's considered there for sure. Yes. That if it's Klisheni, you can say, that is what they conceive of, Ida's main point. That Klisheni is considered ain't Derek Mishula, why? Because the halacha determines the Derek. That halachically, it's weaker because it's aimed to find us Kano. For that very reason, it's called ain't Derek Mishula. So you take it, it's already Derek Mishula, Klisheni, so it's Derek Mishula, Klisheni, even if no one does it, but Klisheni should do it the same, you can't make a distinction. Could be that. Could be your own. Not sure. Okay, that takes care of cliche. I want to discuss today the remaining topic. Before the official is over, then you hire even at an 8 week. Oh, that's an interesting idea which Edward Tal suggests. And he says further, even if you'll take you into the Vachel Bakulo, all the way through, that's only a lengthy Iwur. I'm holding the water like this, that's for 3 minutes, over the potato, it'll impact on the bottom of the potato. And somebody just switches onto the potato. So that impact on the bottom of the potato. No one would say that. What did he say? It's not reached Malcolm and destroyed in a jiffy, in a second. That being the case, the total cash is not a test of no cash. And he wasn't just talking theoretically. He was so convinced no kasha, no kasha, no kasha, that he passed with a local amizer, the Mishani, and with Rasha, no kasha, no kasha. So the idea of Melody Rasha came to this kasha, he was born, he was saying to you. He's so convinced the kasha, no kasha, he quit the amizer, but he was saying, so, at least at one stage, I don't know, the bottom line is, but at one point, he wanted to say the amizer, that the shade is not Melody Rasha, but the kasha is no kasha. So we have here a spike look. Page 141. The Bible has this question whether for the Iruy, if Mavashal in 1 minute, this is depends upon the Shiloh, whether Iruy is Mavashal Bakulo or not. If Iruy is Mavashal Bakulo, he says, it's Mavashal in a split second. If not, not. This kasha, with this is told, you want the answer of the Kivega's kasha. Kivega's a kasha against postman, then days and days. This is kasha. You have a Gemara, it's printed on the side of the Gemara. The Julian Asha. Postman, days and days, is told about Iri with the three sheets. Postman says, the Gemara has an effect of Amor Azara. Makabola Kapolto. Ma bola benitoto, ta pota benitoto. Right? It comes in, absorbs what we call in our part of the spritz. Comes out with a spritz. Correct, the Utoises, the Uri to Clearishan, if you is Marisha Clearishan, my area, Mishim de bola benitoto, I feel the bola of the Lia Gemura, pora benitoto, shu Iroi. The Vada of the Lasha, look at that Clipo, etc. That pose is right. Because of the Kivegas, doesn't understand. Partially, so it's Hamecha. Often, even though I'm a Klevishan, I need to be Yuri al Solin, to Tatoa Goba. Alahopa, the Yuri al Goba, Klevishu Sam, often, Hoya Yuri to Sunan, excuse me, Tonon al Kham, Hoya Kham to Tatoa Goba, because can be Yuri be Klevishan al Klevishan. Vashem Yoya Eina. Kasha. You don't understand, even if you would say not that way, here's questions to be exactly wish, not say wish. The disciple says, no. No. Over here he says, Miskara Teka. Gam Chiipo Cham Al Cham, El Shamayim Hashali, to the Tamecho, Af and even though I'm exactly wish, I need to be Yuri al Solin, to Tato Goba. Al Hofa, the Yuri al Goba, Klishu Kham, Afim Hoya Yuri to Sunan, excuse me, Ton al Kham, Hoya Kham to Tato Goba, because can be Yuri be Klivishna Klivishan, Vashem Yoya Eina. I mean, Kash. You don't understand, even if you would say not that way, here's questions to be exactly Klivishna Klivishan. The disciple says, no, no. Over here he says, Miskara Teka. The Gam Chiipo Cham Al Cham, El Shamayim Lo Yishku Shom Al Mokom Nefilosom, Hateka Lo Miyad Yipu Lamata, Gam Kana Vedino Ki Iruy, So Bisho Kala Nishas Nefilah Bulvad, of power of the rule also. The end of call for lift for the next leap. The same as he tells us to drop right off the top of the plea. So it's the same as he would. The key may come out on the name of the Vasha to the clip. Here too. It's only to the clip. The ability to spark people. It's all got fault of it. But if you would hold, he said, that he was the Vasha Lagamri, that the Kasha is a good Kasha. Kivega's kasha would have been a good kasha. But it's called the Hashayat, he said. Very interesting idea. Different chassalas, except the Shabbos. So I wanted to bring to your attention. Now it's all in your name. The Shabbos of the Eglei Tal's whole assumption is wrong. He's assuming that if I pour water over the half a potato, the And the Gemara and the Rambam say that it's potter, it's only us to the Rabbanim. The skin of Katishir. The Shri Prashav is not called Katishir. It's called the Shia Dhamma. It's us to the rice. With the rice. Why? Because it is the root. Put more. After a while, you'll have cooked everything. There's a whole issue in there about what he calls Chatzishir b'Kamos and Chatzishir b'Eichus. I will not go into it. I'm going to give you my requirements. We'll discuss in this context as well. Now let's discuss just a few more minutes some of the issues of Iwi, and then we'll have to stop and do the other points next week. It seems that the only way out of Iwi Mavasha, at least the Kedek Klipa, is to say, is to break the lock, break the equation between Iwi and Bishop. It's often, what do I say? Between Belia and Bishop. It's often. Why? Because of the soup. Put more. After a while, you'll have cooked everything. There's a whole issue in there about what he calls Chatzishir b'Kamos and Chatzishir b'Eichus. I will not go into it. I'm going to give you my requirements. We'll discuss in this context as well. Now let's discuss just a few more minutes some of the issues of Iwi, and then we'll have to stop and do the other points next week. It seems that the only way out of Iwi Mavasha, at least the Kedek Klipa, is to say, is to break the lock, break the equation between Iwi and Bishop. It's often, what did I say? Between Belia and Bishop. It's often a Gemara that's called Belia. The only way to say there's no Bishop is to say that Belia and Bishop are not identical. Okay? That will be the sheet of the Rajbam. What's the Rajbam sheet? That's the only way out. There's no other way. Those Rishonim will say that Iwi is Mavashal either what? Come on. Either a Kedek Klipa or Kulo. They may probably do is maintain an equation between what and what? Between Belia and Bishop. I mean, after Mina Lamaik, not only for Iwi, but look at Rodea. We're discussing whether Belia is the same as Bishul. In the other case, it is Belia with no Bishul. The question is asked, hey, if you hold out the Riyat for Vasha Bakula, and the Gemara does have the Mekel Ebola, and the Gemara seems to apply it to the Klipa only, you need to tell me that Vasha is more than Belia. That's a good question. Think about it. Good question. Lemaisa. We are making, Viper. The Ramban and the Rashba go further than that. We're going down to Madrega. Once you break the equation, there's no old bar. Yes? Once the equation is broken, you know that it's 3-4. If you say that it's what, it's an equation, so traditionally we know it's 3-4, so it is. We're discussing whether Belia is the same as Bishul. In the other case, it is Belia with no Bishul. The question is asked, hey, if you hold out the Riyat for Vasha Bakula, and the Gemara does have the Mekel Ebola, and the Gemara seems to apply it to the Klipa only, you mean to tell me that Vasha is more than Belia? That's a good question. Think about it. Good question. Lemaisa. We are making, Viper. The Ramban and the Rashba go further than that. We're going down to Madrega. Once you break the equation, there's no old bar. Yes?
Once the equation is broken, you know that it is threefold. If you say that it's what, it is an equation, so Rishon, we know it's three Rishon, so really it's three Rishon. Once you break it, so the Rashbam will extend it to what? He would. The Rambam Rashba will extend it to what? Clearly, no. Please change it also to Bolea. And they go further than that. You don't even need that to let it go. And so that's what we see we found in the Sefer Shabbos on men, in the Sefer Bishop. Since one of the determinant factors as far as Leah is concerned, so in fact, they were born in Rambam deny it. Home-based Hashim, they won't say that. That's what it's all about. How we pass with that, Shiloh? So the Shiloh pass in Yoredeh, in Kupay, this class is involved. Less than Yatsa, let us go and make a cliche. If that's the case, that would imply that we that's Noteh, that we maintain the equation between one and what? Between Leah and Bishop. Once you maintain the equation of Leah and Bishop, then what should we say, to come out, and since we know that what? Iwi is, no, Iwi is the Bolea, at least take Kriba, but the Iwi should also be the Masha, but they should pass from the Chumra, against the Rashba, which was the stack of almost everybody passes away, as a matter of fact. If anybody disagrees, yeah, believe it or not, there's only God disagrees. There's only God disagrees. That's the call of the Ramban, that's the call of break the equation between Lee and Rishon. That's the sheep of Kuya. As a matter of fact, that's the problem, because the Mishnah Berurah, if the cotton iron dollars, well, I'm going to end with this. If the cotton iron dollars is talking about the case of the Bidiyevit. Someone, the Mishnah Berurah, is also the Bidiyevit. Why? In the matter of the sheep that Shabbat Balach was not the Bidiyevit. So that's very important, cool of the mic. It's not a sheep of the Kuya. But the Irat is the Shita Tchuyu. Shita Tchuyu. The Rashbam all that way, the Rashbam and the Rambam all that way, the woman go on top of it, and some of the Chesna Yodaya. The Pash is Mutta Bidiya. The Gail of the Mice, the people who do the illegal Eruit, the Rav Elder maintain that the Eruit is the Shani. The Shani is not the land, not the Vashel. So therefore we can be made with the Yem, and come and did it to the Pashay, the Pash together. Well, that's a whole discussion about Shogun, amazing, and this and that. That's right. As the case may be, that's the whole issue of the figure, which we're not going to get to touch. Well, stop here. The bishop next will discuss the other problem of Eroi and Double Gush and Ladle and all kinds of things.